It's 12 o'clock. I'm Andrew Lau, and this is the news on JMSC FM, our top story today. The government has announced its political reform plans for the 2012 elections. Chief Secretary Henry Tang has proposed to expand the Chief Executive's Election Committee from 800 to 1,200 people. Opposition lawmakers want direct elections immediately, and moderates say they will support limited reform only if there's a promise of full democracy at a fixed date. A Hong Kong truck driver who died rescuing earthquake survivors in Qinghai will be recommended for a bravery award, Fiona Cheng reports.
Secretary for Home Affairs Tang Tak Singh has announced that 46-year-old Wong Fuk Wing will be recommended for a bravery award. Wong rescued three children and an adult in Yushu, Qinghai on Wednesday. He was later killed by falling objects caused by an aftershock while trying to save two other people. Measured at a magnitude of 7.1 by the China's Earthquake Administration, the quake has killed more than 1,400 people. Tang said Wong has shown Hong Kong people's kindness and spirit of serving others unselfishly. He also said Wong could be buried in Tribute Garden, a cemetery reserved for people posthumously awarded bravery medals. The Immigration Department said Wong's family and friends arrived in Qinghai on Friday morning.
Cathay Pacific says that at no point did both engines of the plane shut down before the emergency landing, in which six tires deflated and caught fire on Tuesday. However, the Director General of Civil Aviation, Norman Low, says data retrieved from the aircraft found there was a period when both engines malfunctioned. Frequent flyer Andrea Fenn urges Cathay to step up safety measures.
I'm still a bit shocked. I've been a frequent flyer for so long with Cathay Pacific, but now I don't know whether I'll fly with them again. Seriously, I think they should invest a bit more in safety and like checking the planes before they depart and stuff. And also, next time I fly, probably better not fall asleep when they do the safety presentation.
The tourism board is confident it has secured half of the $12.5 million needed to organize this year's Dragon Boat Carnival in July. The board has long wanted to make the races a major event in the annual tourism calendar, but financial problems nearly saw the event called off in 2004. 24 overseas and 50 local teams have signed up for the races in Victoria Harbour this year. More than 400 parents have put their children's names down for an international boarding school, months before building work is due to begin. The Harrell International School aims to recruit 50% of its 1,500 students locally, the maximum number permitted by the government. Students will be selected using tests in English, maths, and reasoning, and interviews from August next year. Hong Kong students have a lot to deal with academically, but these overachievers also like to keep themselves busy with extracurricular activities. Students spend weeks, months, and even years to practice for the choir competitions in the Hong Kong School's music festival. Andrew Lau reports. This has become a ritual. Each year, choir members cheer till the throats are gone outside the Tsuen Wan Town Hall.
The winning choir is the Diocesan Boys.
Welcome to the world of competitive music festivals. The Hong Kong School's Music Festival is entering its 62nd year and has been promoting music activities for local students since the 1940s. Each year, more than 160,000 students enroll in over 300 competition classes. The choir classes offer some of the most competitive music performances in town. Music teacher Jenny Wong conducts four choirs for Diocesan Girls' School. She explains why the festival is so competitive.
It's like playing in a sports team, I suppose, in any soccer team. I mean, if you, together as a team, fight for something that you really believe in, it feels intense. As teachers, we try to teach our students that the intense thing is the passion and the experience, but not the results of the competition. It's not what we're looking at.
You have just won the best junior choir category in the festival. Since the school is doing so well in the festival, I assume that many students want to be part of the choir. What is the selection process like for them?
Any girl who is interested comes to sign up and sings for a few minutes to me. Basically, I give marks, and whoever is at the top 60 ranking would get into the certain choir of their age group. Sometimes it gets a little difficult to pick girls because some people get very similar marks. And our school already has four choirs. years, it's going to be around 240 girls, and around 100 and something girls came to try but couldn't get in. Because the Hong Kong Schools Speech and Music Association, they do have a regulation that each choir can only hold 60 people, otherwise you're disqualified. So we do have to go along that guideline and say sorry to some of the girls.
Many participants have moved on to become prominent musicians in the local and international art scene. But Form 7 student Emily Ng of Good Hope School finds that not all choir members join for the very same reason.
For me, I decided to be choir member because I like to sing. But actually, when I joined the choir, I discovered that not every girl likes to sing. Well, I know some girl who wants to be a choir member only because they want to hold positions in school, such as head girl or head prefect. Principal is a former choir member, so she sort of understands how a choir member sacrificed their study time for practicing.
How much time do you spend practicing?
A variation from 1 to 2 hours to 3 to 4 hours a week, depending on our schedule.
You're a Form 7 student and you're going to sit for the A-levels university entrance exams. Has this affected your study time?
In Form 7, I think we sang for 1 to 2 hours per week. We sang it in lunchtime, and lunchtime is where we girls scrub out and study. Singing in lunchtime, we don't have time to study with our friends, which is quite important, I think, in such level of studying. In our Christmas holiday, we have an annual music camp, and it lasts for 6 days, and it's whole day. So in those 6 days, we don't have any time to study, and this is quite heavy for our stage.
In fact, every year when the festival draws nearer, Ms. Wong's school even allows students to skip lessons for choir rehearsals.
Sometimes with some of the better classes, maybe half the class is in a choir. And I do know that skipping lessons does affect the other subjects, but the school has been quite supportive. It's hard to make the girls come back after school for rehearsals because we do have other things like gymnastics, fencing, band and orchestra that also need the hall. We were really pressed to have to rehearse during lesson time.
Parent Anita Ng finds the idea of skipping lessons for choir rehearsals acceptable.
I guess we have to trust the music teacher, as she also understands that a kid has to go to school as well as study after choir rehearsals. But I believe the teacher will help to strike a balance. I guess it's okay to me, because I think for a child growing up, it's not just about academics. You know, extracurricular activities is also part of learning and also very important.
So what do you think are the best things about letting your child sing in the choir?
Choir is a group activity, and there's much less individualism in choir activities. I think competing in the music festival is a good learning experience as well. Also in a competition, you know, you have to learn to accept both success and failures. You cannot always win. This is also a very good learning experience for children.
Their throats may go dry from cheering, but the fact that they return year after year proves something, that the music festival will continue to shape the lives of Hong Kong students for many years to come. Andrew Lau, JMSC News. That's the news at the top of the hour on JMSC FM. I'm Andrew Lau.